You're listening to PX Pulse, a regular podcast bringing you fresh voices on critical issues facing HIV prevention research today. Vaccine science is a search for a target and a trigger. What do we mean by that? Some kind of antigen is the target, and we'll tell you what that is in just a moment. And the vaccine platform that delivers that antigen into the body is the trigger for the immune system to mount a defense. I'm Jean Barron. I'm the host of PX Pulse.
And I'm Katherine Kripke. I work with Avenir Health, and I have a PhD in immunology.
In this next installment of our series on research fundamentals, we're looking at HIV vaccines.
Researchers knew the target for COVID-19, and that was the spike protein on the surface of SARS-CoV-2. Therefore, a vaccine for COVID-19 was developed quickly.
But the field's been working on an HIV vaccine for 40 years. In this episode, we're going to explore why HIV is different with a couple of experts.
Okay, my name is Pamela Bjorkman. I'm the David Baltimore Professor of Biology and Biological Engineering at Caltech, and also a Merkin Institute professor at Caltech.
So my name is Vincent Kioi. My position is that of a medical director within IAVI. So IAVI was formerly known as the International AIDS Vaccine Initiative, and that's aiming to use scientific innovations to influence public health around the world.
When it comes to HIV vaccines, everyone talks about the platform. We are going to talk about the role of the platform, but we're going to start out talking about the antigen, and we'll get into why. First, let's get our terms straight.
The antigen is a target on the virus that the immune system must recognize to block or destroy the virus.
Okay, well, let's start with antigen.
The most important component is obviously the antigen. So the antigen would be part of the pathogen that will trigger an immune response.
Today, researchers are looking for antigens that act as critical pieces of machinery for the virus. These antigens are like keys that the virus uses to unlock the door of human cells and infect them.
So there's been a handful of large HIV vaccine trials in history. So far, no one has yet found the right combination of antigen and platform. Why? For one thing,
there's too many strains. We can make protective vaccines against single strains of HIV. We can do that right now. But what do you do when there's so many of them? How can you possibly make a protective vaccine against all the possible strains?
The HIV virus is constantly changing. And when you look at the viruses circulating across the globe, the antigens that they present to the immune system are different. And that's a much more difficult task than, you know, creating a vaccine against a virus that might change once or twice in a year.
I can't emphasize enough that this is the hardest thing about developing an HIV vaccine. HIV's rapid rate of mutation makes it hard to select an antigen for a vaccine. There are gazillions of variants of HIV. The immune system is specific when it zeroes in on a target. How can you get it to recognize any variant that it might encounter?
In fact, there's more variants of HIV in one individual than strains of COVID or even flu around the entire world.
And with each mutation, the antigens keep changing their structure and escaping detection by the immune system.
But HIV has a few antigens that can't change or the virus won't work, called conserved regions.
If it was to mutate and change those conserved regions, then it would become too weak and lose its strength for either transmission or causing the disease.
So these are vital structures the virus depends on to survive. Some of the conserved regions we're most interested in for vaccine development are found on a protein that sticks out of HIV's outer envelope, called the envelope protein, or ENV for short. But HIV has strategies here, too, for keeping the immune system at bay. We'll talk about a few of them. First of all, some of these conserved regions on the ONF protein are hidden.
Yeah, it's like they're in pockets inside the protein. And that makes it hard for antibodies to reach into the pocket. Another thing is that the whole ONF protein and all these conserved regions are covered in what researchers call a glycan shield, which is a heavy armor of sugar molecules that mask these crucial keys that the virus uses to infect.
It's a very good trick to cover up your antigen with sugars.
A lot of viruses use this trick.
Influenza, HIV, coronavirus, Ebola. But like HIV puts them all to shame. It's just like this massive, you know, it's been compared to like a lollipop. And so you've got this sugar-covered thing, and the antibodies are coming in there and trying to do strange things to reach through.
But they rarely manage to reach through. Up to now, vaccine researchers have struggled to find a way to get the immune system to see these conserved regions. Researchers like Pamela are working on this now.
This next generation of targets will then be paired with a vaccine platform. The platform's job is to deliver this target to the immune system and attract its attention.
For the current platforms where you have viral vectors, for example, or messenger RNA, these are aiming to deliver these antigens to the immune system.
Without the platform, the HIV antigens would fail. They would degrade before the immune system could detect them. Let's talk about a few examples of platforms. Viral vectors that Vincent mentioned use parts of some other virus, like a cold virus.
Adenovirus, which would normally be kind of a virus that causes common colds, and you strip it of its bad properties.
And you put your target antigen inside this now gutted cold virus, voila, it's now a delivery system. Another platform? The mRNA technology that COVID vaccines have made famous.
mRNA platforms work by using RNA that contains the instructions for making an antigen. But this strategy will only work if researchers find the right instructions to use. Each platform works differently, but they all display the antigen to the body, along with a message that says, intruder, danger, red alert, there's something foreign and potentially dangerous going on.
Which platform you use may affect all kinds of things. Some are easier to manufacture or distribute, as we saw in the COVID-19 response.
Some of the technologies that are available now, the viral vectors or the messenger RNA, was capable of allowing a massive response to the pandemic. So those advantages were great, and we continue to benefit from them. But you know, it comes at a cost. The immune responses may not be as durable.
How long-lasting or durable the vaccine will be, how potent the immune response will be, or what part of the body the immune system will focus on, all these things might be affected by the platform selected for a vaccine.
So you could use the exact same platform for many different attempts to make a vaccine, but depending on how you deliver your antigen in a vaccine, you may get antibodies more directed to the places where the virus infects.
But exactly how each platform will perform in an HIV vaccine remains unknown. That's part of what each vaccine trial is testing. And among the handful of major vaccine trials so far, none have ended with a viable vaccine for HIV. When a vaccine doesn't work in a clinical trial, we don't really know why it didn't work. Was it the platform, or was it the antigen, or both?
A quick note, mRNA platforms are especially easy and quick for researchers to work with, speeding the process of testing if something will work. But getting this right, a vaccine for HIV, remains one of the greatest challenges in health research today.
But if we do find a vaccine that works against HIV, that will have huge implications for all vaccines because we will have addressed the problem of genetic variability. For example, we'll be able to develop vaccines that work against all strains of COVID, and we won't have to deal with immune escape.
it will take every single resource and ounce of scientific knowledge and skill that has been marshaled in this field since it began.
It's just extremely hard. This virus is this incredible example of amazing evolution, what you can do when you are an organism that has lots of progeny and you can experiment and, you know, 99.999% of them are not viable, but the virus doesn't care. It just keeps churning out all these mutated descendants, and whichever ones win, win.
So where are we now in testing new theories? Pamela and others are working on lab-created antigens that include several conserved regions.
The hope is they'll prompt the development of souped-up antibodies that can disable any variant of HIV. They're called BNABs, broadly neutralizing antibodies.
Researchers are working with mRNA platforms and a range of other platforms and antigens. Vincent and his colleagues are testing different methods to coax the development of BNABs.
The field's trying everything, because so far, nothing has worked. But both Pamela and Vincent say a bedrock of scientific questions and answers are under them, pointing the way.
The knowledge that we have and the technologies that have been developed have given us the picture of what we are actually targeting. And we know where we are going. We just need the resources and support to get to that target.
We just need to keep trying.
For more resources on the science and advocacy for HIV vaccines, go to avac.org/HVAD or our vaccine section on the website. You've been listening to PX Pulse, recorded in the New York City studios of the Relic Room. Our theme music was composed by Alexi Stevens. Our engineer is Sam Baer. I'm Jean Barron.